Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a newborn king today, and man will live forevermore. Because of Christmas Day. My mother loved Harry Belafonte. And I was absolutely sure that his was the only Christmas album that ever existed growing up in our house. I heard this song and all of his other Christmas songs over and over and over again in my mind all through the Christmas seasons growing up as a child. But there was one line of this particular song that always captured my attention and still holds my attention today. We will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. This line has more hope packed into it than most lines or verses that we'll ever hear. This message of hope is so powerful and belongs not only to this great feast every year, but belongs to each one of us every day of our lives if we choose the gift of hope. Everything about Christmas points each one of us to the gift of hope. Just look at the crib scene in your home, or the crib scene you find in the gathering space of this church. Every piece of it proclaims to us the gift of hope and asks us to embrace that gift in our lives. Bethlehem itself, a small little borough in Judea, not a capital city, not a big place, not a fancy place, but the preferred place by God. Because he loves to act through little ones and humble ones. And so he acts in this little humble town of Bethlehem. And he gives to this little simple place out in the desert a gift of hope. He gives Bethlehem a child, a savior, one who would redeem God's people. And because Bethlehem has this great hope, so you and I have that great gift of hope as well. Look next to Mary in that crib scene of yours. Mary, the mother of hope. A simple young girl, pregnant out of the normal course, which of course would normally make her an outcast in society. But she said yes to the angel and opened the door of the world to God. A simple girl, lacking almost everything, is given the gift of hope from the voice of an angel, the messenger of the Lord. And her yes allows that gift of hope to come to each one of us. Joseph, standing next to her in that crib scene, acting on a message from an angel in a dream, set aside the standards of his time and took Mary into his home. He knew when he looked into the manger that this child was not physically a member of his family, but it would become a member and a member of every family of the world. Joseph stands as one who embraced the gift of hope,
and provided us a wonderful example at how we could accept that gift from God as well and embrace it in our lives. The shepherds, who represent the humble and the poor, in that child, they saw the fulfillment of the promises that they had heard all throughout the Old Testament scriptures, and they found hope that God's salvation would finally come to them. And so as they received that gift of hope, they represent you and me. And we too can embrace that gift of hope for our lives and the world. The choirs of angels sang around those that Christmas scene, and they proclaim from on high a great hope that the child comes to carry out, a hope we sang just a few minutes ago. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. Christian hope is expressed in praise and in thanksgiving to God, our God, who has inaugurated his kingdom of love, justice, and peace. The decision is ours, whether to let that gift of hope linger on beyond us in life, or whether we choose to accept it and bring it to ourselves and to live it. If we embrace the gift of hope that this day, this night, teaches us, we will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.